Parker.
Hey, Dale, Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry, I went to answer your call. I was just finishing up with another client. Just missed it, brother.
That's okay. Yeah. You know, I just had a couple questions.
Yeah, shoot.
I'm not ready to do this yet, but I got to get back to my place and everything. But, you know, I'm driving here, and I'm looking at the Google. Mm-hmm. You know, I am wondering what this guy is doing for me, the other guy. It's like, you know, and it seems like I run across this the whole, everywhere I go, and it's like, I'm not sure what, if I'm missing something or they're missing something. It's like when I search like my areas around here, I don't know how you do it, what you guys do or whatever, but I'm looking like, you know, I got two big communities around me. There's like Warren, Ohio and Youngstown, Ohio.
Right. And
it kind of covers the whole spectrum there. And you know what? Neither one of them, I'm not showing up hardly at all, you know? And it's like I'm way down the list, but I am seeing the Google guarantee though. When I search on my phone, like Warren, Ohio, I'm coming up like first on there, and then I'm like third on a couple of the other ones. So I don't know, why are they missing that so much? They're saying they're going to get me like third up to three, and I'm like 20th. You know what I mean, or whatever.
Yeah, from what I saw, brother, it's the merged listings. Like that's the first thing that needs to happen. In order for you to start ranking, because what happens, like Google does a scan of the internet, and when they see those multiple listings, right, it basically hurts your ranking. So he did a decent job in terms of everything like lining up in terms of the business name, you know, the location, the phone number, etc. But those merged listings is kind of the main thing that we need to fix. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, we're going to target you for 20 keywords. So if somebody searches your company name right now, you show up, obviously, you know. But we want it where if somebody types in just flooring contractor, you could get more detail too, like hardwood floor installation, et cetera. We're going to make it where your company ranks as a top recommended option.
But how do you cover the areas? You know what I mean? Like if I'm in Warren, Ohio, I'm gonna put type in floor sanding near me. What makes me show up there?
So all we do is we put your radius. We're able to do a 50-mile radius max. You don't have to do all 50 miles though. You could do it by county. We have some clients do it by zip code, city, etc. But what we do is we program it in where they don't have to type in the actual city. They just have to type in the keywords for you to rank.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get me up there, huh?
Yes, sir. 100%.
And what if you don't?
Great question. We send all our timelines in writing. Okay. So those merged listings and everything, we have that done in 7 to 14 days. Also, we have your Google listing fully optimized and your social media ads running. For you to rank on the first page of Google, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days. We are really big on hitting our timelines, 100%. So you have it all in writing.
Yeah, but what if you don't?
if something happened, right, our tech team would work with you in terms of, like, let's say it took longer than anticipated. They do stuff like service credits or whatnot, where basically they don't charge you until we get it rolling, but very rarely have I seen that have to happen, if that makes sense, you know. I've been here 7 years, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just asking questions. So,
yeah. It's a great question.
Once I'm up there, I mean, don't you stay up there once you get that optimized? Don't I stay up there? Like after 45 days, I'm ranking third. Don't I stay up there in the third place ranking?
No, you have to have continuous programming. So the posts that we're doing on your Google listing and all the other directories correlating, we have to continue doing those posts. That way you stay relevant to show in that section. So it's not just you're up there and you stay up there forever. We have to keep optimizing you for you to stay up there, if that makes sense.
Okay. So after the 45 days, if the Google starts doing good, can I back off the Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Do you recommend that? I mean, if it's Google's really taking off, I mean,
depends.
That
Yeah, that does happen, right? It depends, though, like, on what you can handle and the type of results you're getting. Like, if you're getting great jobs from social media and you're getting great jobs from Google and you can handle all that flow, then why not keep them both? You know what I'm saying? But if you're on that first page of Google and you're getting an influx of work where you're like, hey, the social media ads, I don't need those right now, you can always, like, downgrade your package where we're not running the social media ads. So it really just depends on your situation, you know?
Can I downgrade then upgrade?
Yeah, absolutely. At any point in time.
Meaning usually, like, I mean, we'll have busy times and then we'll have slow times. So maybe during the slow times we run everything, and then the busier times we back off a little bit.
Correct. You could do that at any point in time. Yes, sir.
Okay. So run Google all the time, but maybe back off the Facebook ads.
Yeah. 100%. You'll want to keep the Google optimization, because the thing is, you don't want to lose your ranking. So you want that continuous optimization to keep you up there. You know what I'm saying? But the social media, I would play with that depending off of how busy you are, you know?
That's kind of crazy what you're saying there. Cause the last guy, he goes, oh yeah, we optimized it the second time and that's it. You won't hear from me for a long time.
Nah, you have to keep optimizing it to stay relevant. Like, the posts you do on Google are critical for you to stay up there, and then those same posts have to correlate with all the other directories as well, you know.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
So on the Google page, like, there will be posts on there, and you need those keywords in the posts, and then those have to be also associated with all the other directories you're submitted to. That way, when Google does a scan, like, you're showing up as relevant. So it's a continuous thing you have to keep up with.
Has he done that? Do you know?
Let me see. I know I checked when I first talked to you. Let's see here. No, he doesn't have a post attached to it. Let me check your second listing, though. I checked the one with the 5 reviews first.
Yeah, it would be the other one, yeah.
Okay, the other one does have a post attached to it. Let me see. Reliable flooring contractor.
So why is that one working? And every time I search, the one with the 5 reviews is coming up.
From what I could see, it's probably because you have the address showing on that one and the address is hidden on the other. So what we have to do is just make it all line up, basically. And we have to merge the listings, you know?
And you can do all that?
Yeah. 7 to 14 days is our timeline to have that done.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What information do you need from me to do all that?
So what we need you to do is add us as manager to the Google page. We send you email instructions on how to do that. And I just need to verify some business info. So the way you want it branded online, it's American Floor Care, right? That is accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And let me see. Hold on. Go back into this one. I'm just pulling up the address right now.
And we have to get him off, take him off, right? I think I put him on the web.
Yeah, you can take him off easily. We can walk you through how to do it, too. Super.
Okay. I don't know if I put him on Facebook or I put him on the Google. I'm pretty sure it was the Google.
Yeah. We'll walk you through both, though, basically. The address, do you want it showing or hidden online?
What address is showing online?
So it's showing me Brookfield, Ohio, 44403. There's a P.O. box number, 201. Give me one
Can
second.
Can I do that?
No, it doesn't allow P.O. boxes. So that might be another issue.
Yeah.
What's your physical address? Let me ask you that first off.
It's my home. I'm a contractor. I work out of my house.
Okay.
I do location work. So yeah, I saw where that's what got screwed up with the listings.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I just wanted Brookfield Center to show. So it was like a Brookfield, you know, so there was a location somewhat, but I didn't want my home address showing up.
Yeah. So we're going to hide the address online, not only on Google, but on Bing, Apple, Yahoo as well. And Meta.
Okay.
What's the physical address, though? I do have to submit it, and then what we'll do is hide it, you know?
It's 68, you want to know?
Yes, sir, please.
It's 6815. It's is two words. Amy Boyle is AmyBoyle.
Got it.
Northeast. Yep, and that's
Brookfield Center 44403, right?
It's just Brookfield, not Brookfield Center.
Okay, Brookfield. Let me take the center off then. Okay, and again, just to verify, we're hiding that address online for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Service radius, I know you said, you mentioned two counties mainly, right? Where do you want to be targeted at? That's my question.
So, I want to do a 30-mile radius from my address.
Okay. From the 44403, right?
Yeah, but I definitely want to target, like, Youngstown area and the Warren, Ohio area.
Both and of those actually, are in that radius, too. So.
Yeah, and actually Pennsylvania too, like the Hermitage, Greenville, and that's all in that radius.
Okay, so let's just roll with that radius then, the 30 mile. And again, they don't have to type in the city; they'll just type in your keyword for you to show up.
Maybe go 35 or whatever. You can do it wherever you want, right?
Yeah, well, we could do up to a 50 mile radius max.
I don't know. What do you suggest? I don't want to do 50 because that's getting the mess up in the major, like Cleveland and all that.
I'd say start with your 30 because that's hitting like what you want to hit, right? And then we could kind of play from it from there type of thing. What type of, are you doing all types of flooring jobs too, or do you want to target something specifically?
I just want to target hardwood floor refinishing and sanding and refinishing.
Got it. Hardwood floor refinishing, and you said sanding, right?
It usually calls up sanding and refinishing.
Yeah, our technicians, they're experts in keyword phrases, so they'll pull up, like, how people are searching it in your area, too, and they'll go over those with you in detail.
That's what I want to target. I mean, we do other stuff, too. I don't know whether to put that in there or not at this point, you know?
Yeah, you get 20 keyword phrases total, so, you know, you have plenty of wiggle room to play with, you know?
Yeah, you know what? If they run out of keywords there, let me know, because we do, like, floor stripping and waxing and stuff like that, too, but, you know, and that might be a good one to put in there if we can do that.
Floor stripping and waxing, okay.
Yeah, but that's not what I want to go after, you know?
Yeah. The refinishing, the sanding, right, the hardwood floors, right, that's
I mean, we do installs, but we back off some of that, too, you know, so I'm not sure if I want to target that either, you know?
Okay. I'll just kind of put that in the back right here so they can take a look. Okay. All right, and the one you have access to is the one with the 15 reviews, right? I'm sorry, the 13 reviews. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Duplicate listings. Okay. All right, so next step to this, Dale, what I need to do is just secure billing information. I'll read
it. Yeah, you know, I need to call you back here. Like I said, I was just calling to ask you questions right now. I need to call you back here.
Oh, got you.
Would that be okay?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Once you call, all we have to do is secure the billing info, read the voice verification to you, it's real quick, and then very important, I'm going to schedule your client interview so they could go over the keywords, the social media ads, et cetera, all that fun stuff. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later today.
All right, talk to you in a little bit. All right, say bye.
All right, bye.